Moral purity is not easy, since our natural tendency is to gratify a desire once that desire's been inflamed. People will defend poor moral choices with a thousand excuses. The Holy Spirit works in believers to convict us when our thoughts turn where they shouldn't. Today, final thoughts from the Apostle Paul on the way God, by His Spirit, urges us toward a life of purity. Stay with us. From the Moody Church in Chicago, this is Running to Win with Dr. Erwin Lutzer, whose clear teaching helps us make it across the finish line. Today, we continue our series on When the Spirit Has His Way. Dr. Lutzer comes now to conclude his message on the gift of purity.
There's no area in which we want to be as deceived as willingly as this area. Oh, a man in adultery told me. Oh, pastor, you don't understand. It's such a beautiful relationship. It's a beautiful relationship. If somebody tells you that, don't argue with them. It might be beautiful. I'm sure that he loves her more than maybe anybody else that he's ever loved. I'm not disputing that. It's exactly the argument, of course, that Eve used in the garden, right? Well, the fruit is beautiful. Imagine an angel tapping Eve on the shoulder and saying, don't do it. What do you mean, don't do it? Who are you to tell me this fruit is beautiful? It is desirous to make me wise. I can see it with my own eyes. It's nothing but beautiful. Get that straight. So the angel backs away and says, okay, it is beautiful. But God says, it's sin, and you will pay the utmost farthing. Wow. So he says, don't be deceived. Don't talk yourself into this loving, beautiful relationship that you are having with someone to whom you are not married. And some of you are just living together without the benefit of marriage, and you have all your rationalizations. I'm sure I've heard them all. But he says, don't you know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God, neither the sexually immoral, idolaters, adulterers, those who practice homosexuality, thieves. Notice it's not just sexual sin. The greedy, anybody here who's greedy, drunkards, revilers, swindlers. We've got plenty of them today, don't we? He says, they will not inherit the kingdom of God. It's pretty discouraging, but now hope. And such were some of you. It's the kind of thing that Jesus died to save you out of. And such were some of you, but you were washed. Oh, isn't that wonderful? To have your conscience washed, the washing of regeneration. At last, you can look up into God. And if you make it right, you can look into the eyes of your partner at last, without that conscience constantly saying, look at what you're doing. You're a hypocrite, aren't you? You know, you're living a lie, and you're trying to work. Oh, but it's a nice relationship, and I've invested so much in it, blah, blah, blah. But the conscience keeps saying, you're living a lie, aren't you? Huh? So he says, you're washed. That takes care of your heart. It cleanses the heart. You've been sanctified by God. You've been made holy. You belong to Jesus. That's a fact if you're a believer. Now, you're to live it out, most assuredly, but Jesus said the reason that I've become a part of you and you a part of me is for the sake of holiness. And so he says, you've been sanctified and you've been justified. You've been declared righteous by God. God has declared you to be righteous. So just know that you've come out of that because of the intervention of God in your life when you received Jesus Christ as your Savior. The power of God and the grace of God was poured into your soul. And thank God that you aren't what you used to be. We're still not what we should be, but thank God we aren't what we used to be, are we? Anybody out here who says, yeah, thank God I'm not what I used to be? I spoke to you about spiritual virginity. In the Old Testament, there's a very interesting story of Hosea, a prophet, who was actually asked to marry a woman who'd become a prostitute. And God knew that that was going to happen. I mean, that is an amazing story. Scholars have struggled with the whole thing, but there it is. And she becomes unfaithful, and she has children by someone else, and Hosea keeps hanging in. He keeps buying her back when she's on the slave market. And he does buy her back. The auctioneer asks for this much, this much, this much. Hosea outbids everybody and gets his wife back. She'd become a slave to some other man. And then he says, the valley of Achor, and the word Achor means trouble. He says, the valley of Achor for her is going to be the door of hope. Do you know of anybody about whom it can be said that the valley of trouble will eventually become the door of hope? Some people won't change unless they're in deep trouble. Could I say that change before you get to the deep trouble? But he says, the valley of trouble is going to be the door of hope. And then he says, and there he says, in the wilderness, I will betroth her unto me. And I will betroth her unto me, he says, in righteousness, in justice, in faithfulness. The idea is that she's going to be a virgin again, and she shall know the Lord. What God was saying through Hosea, God was saying, Hosea, you know how badly you felt when your wife cheated on you? That's the way I feel all the time about Israel, who's always going back to idols. Just get the point. But Hosea says that I will see her, betroth her, clean her up, so to speak, and she will be mine in faithfulness, and she shall know the Lord. God says, look, despite all the sin, despite all the past, you can be cleaned up. You can become, through the grace of Christ, spiritually speaking, a virgin. One day a young man asked me about marrying a certain young woman who, before she was converted, had been somewhat promiscuous. And I told him, I said, I do know that she is now a virgin in her heart. And she was. That's been many years ago, and they've had a happy marriage. God is in the business of restoring the messes. And Jesus invites us and says to us, come unto me, I will help you. But for some of you, God knows, you have issues. I mean, you have huge issues. That's why I encourage you to join the men's ministry. I encourage you to get involved in women's ministries, because we need one another and you need accountability. It is a struggle, but any price you pay for sexual purity will be eminently worth it, because the Spirit of God, whom you and I have so often grieved, will cease being grieved, and he will be within us what he desires to be. That's the hope. And some of you who don't know Christ as Savior, the way you get into this life, being joined to Christ, having the Holy Spirit washed, sanctified, justified, is through faith in him alone. You have to cry out to Jesus right now and say, Jesus, save me. Make me one of yours. And he will hear you, and he will respond. And if you will, let us pray. I know that many of you have issues. I honestly don't know what to say after all that. Who knows the investment that you have made into an immoral life? Are you at least willing to pray and say, oh God, in fact, let us pray this prayer together. It's one that we can all pray. It's one that I can pray, okay? Can we just pray a short prayer together, and then I'll give you a moment to pray on your own? Father, we confess today that we need your help. Would you pray it with me? Out loud. Father, we confess today that we need your help. And we ask today that you will grant us the grace that we need to be obedient to whatever you have shown us. Help us to desire a pure life, to receive your forgiveness and your grace, and to depend on Christ, despite our weaknesses and sins. And now I'm going to pray. Father, whatever you've desired to do, I pray that you might grant the grace to do it. Now you talk to God personally. What issue did he point out today by the Spirit that you need to deal with? Are you willing to say, God, I don't know how, but by your Spirit I'll be obedient? Are you willing to say that? And I might say that there'll be prayer partners up here, and maybe today there should be more prayer partners. If you're on a different shift, you can come up too, because there may be many people who may not be involved in immorality, but because of their past, they're dealing with issues, and we're here to point them to the Savior. Help us, Lord, we pray, and as we sing, we ask that this song might be our prayer. May your fire make us pure. Oh, how we need it. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, this is Pastor Lutzer, and I'm so glad that you listened to this message that is so needed, especially in today's culture. But I want to encourage you, God is not in heaven wanting to condemn you. God is in heaven wanting to forgive you, to receive you. You know, as a result of sexual sins, people live in an awful lot of shame. But remember that Jesus despised the shame. And Jesus is the one who bore our shame so that we could be free. I encourage you today to do whatever is necessary to seek the Lord on this issue. Some of you need to confess your sins, not just simply to God, but to someone who can help you, possibly your mate, possibly your pastor. Because at the end of the day, God desires purity, and as I emphasized in this message, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Now I want to conclude today by encouraging you to connect with us. If you would like to send us an email, you can go to media@moodychurch.org. That's media@moodychurch.org. We're especially encouraged when we hear from you indicating that God is continuing to bless your life, that our ministry is having an impact in your life and in your experience. We love to hear those kinds of stories. So if you can, connect with us. And once again, that's media@moodychurch.org. And of course, if you want to know more about the Moody Church and our ministry, you then go to moodychurch.org on the web. Thanks so much for joining us. God bless you. And I hope to see you right here next time on Running to Win.
Dr. Erwin Lutzer, wrapping up The Gift of Purity, another message in his series on When the Spirit Has His Way, recapturing the wonder of God within us. Tomorrow, what it means to be sealed by the Holy Spirit and how that gives us security. This 10-part series will be sent on CD as our thank you when you give a gift of any amount to support Running to Win. Just call us at 1-800-215-5001. That's 1-800-215-5001. Ask about When the Spirit Has His Way. Online, go to offerrtw.com. That's offerrtw.com. Or write to Running to Win, Moody Church, 1635 North LaSalle Boulevard, Chicago, Illinois, 60614. This is Dave McAllister. Running to Win is a ministry of the Moody Church.